brought to you by Penguin. Ways of Being, written and read by James Bridle. For Naveen and Zephyr. We have plenty of time, apparently. And besides, the locusts seem to be looking down upon us as they sing and talk with each other in the heat. Plato, Phaedrus. Enough about human rights. What about whale rights? What about snail rights? What about seal rights? What about eel rights? What about coon rights? What about loon rights? What about wolf rights? What about bug rights? What about slug rights? What about bass rights? What about ass rights? What about worm rights? What about germ rights? What about plant rights? Moondog. Enough about human rights. From the album Heart Songs by Moondog, 1978. Introduction. More than human. The late summer sun lingers on the mountainsides and the still waters of the lake. The air is warm, the sky a deep, almighty blue. Cicadas hum in the thick undergrowth, and goat bells chime somewhere in the distance. A small fire has been lit among the reeds, and tins of beer have been cracked open. Someone produces a clarinet, and wandering among the trees that crowd the water's edge, begins to play. It's a scene of timeless tranquility. Yet it is here that one of the greatest conflicts of our age is being played out, between human agency and the intelligence of machines, and between the illusion of human superiority and the survival of the planet. I am in Epirus, the northwest corner of Greece, hard up against the Pindus Mountains and the border with Albania, a region famous for its beauty and its resilience. Here, in the winter of 1940, an outnumbered, ill-equipped, but determined Greek force, fighting in the harshest of conditions, held and pushed back an invading Italian army. The 28th of October, the day on which Greece's wartime premier, Ioannis Metaxas, refused Mussolini's ultimatum to surrender, is today remembered and celebrated as Ochi Day, the day of the no. Epirus is a stunning landscape of rugged mountains and deep gorges, studded with stone villages and monasteries, and inhabited, along with its people, by bears, wolves, foxes, jackals, golden eagles, and some of the oldest trees and forests in Europe. The Aus River sweeps down from the Pindus into the Vikos National Park, and the Ionian Sea glitters along its rocky coastline. It is something of a paradise, one of the most beautiful, unspoiled lands I have ever seen. But today, it is under threat once more. I am a writer and artist, and for many years I've explored the relationship between technology and everyday life, how the things we make, and particularly complex things like computers, affect society, politics, and increasingly the environment. I've also lived in Greece for the last few years, and I've come to Epirus to visit some friends, a group of native Epirots and transplants from Athens, shepherds, poets, bakers, and hoteliers. All are activists in the fight to save Epirus from a new and terrible danger, one which threatens to shatter and poison the very ground we walk upon. Their campaign stickers, found on village notice boards, road signs, and laptop cases, feature a single one-word slogan, Ochi, no. Walking the woods surrounding the lake, I stumble across thin wooden stakes pushed into the ground, and strips of plastic tape tied to branches and saplings. The stakes are tagged with thick, wet marker pen, a series of letters and numbers which mean nothing to me. I follow the path of the stakes as they march in ragged lines through the woods. Breaking through the undergrowth onto a recently scraped dirt road, I see that they extend across a meadow and into deeper woods beyond. They branch off too, more plastic tape, tied onto trees and boughs, mark right angles, in what I will come to understand is a vast grid or lattice imposed on the landscape.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?